This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the statistical preface that the federal government spends more than $150 billion a year to help students pay for college, grants and loans and work-study funds. From the Obama administration today, then, this item, a new kind of training program, one you don't have to be a student to get access to. $17 million to be spent mostly at for-profit companies, including coding boot camps and a GE jet engine plant. And yes, $17 million may be relative pennies, but Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR. That's what pilot programs are.
Since 2012, the Flatiron School has turned out about 1,000 graduates of its coding boot camps. The company charges $12,000 to $15,000 for 3 to 5 month courses. Pricey, but
if you're not employed within 6 months, we will give you a full refund.
Co-founder Adam Enbar says 98% of Flatiron's graduates land jobs, mostly as software engineers, making an average $74,000 a year. Under the new experiment, the school will partner with the State University of New York. About 30 students to start will be able to earn college credit and certificates in web development and pay for it with federal grants and loans. Enbar says the program represents a shift in thinking.
While college is certainly a great way to achieve a higher education, there are other ways to attain a higher education that can lead to a great career that are not that system.
Other providers include Straighter Line and Study.com, companies that offer inexpensive online courses. GE is teaming up with Northeastern University to offer training in advanced manufacturing. Analyst Howard Lurie with the research firm EdgeVentures says until now, these programs have only been available to people who could pay.
I think what this does is expand the potential pool of people who could benefit from that type of immersive experience.
Expanding access to federal financial aid for for-profit companies is raising some eyebrows, but Undersecretary of Education Ted Mitchell says they'll be heavily monitored and that the department cares less about tax status than about outcomes. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.